And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show going for you today. Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute is going to be joining us. We are going to be talking all things fishing, offshore, inshore, calling it, and talking about a great boat. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As we said before, Pete Gray out of the studio today. He's down at Lake El Salto, hopefully pulling on a bunch of big bass, and we'll look forward to hearing from him later on in the show. But, man, are we in good hands today. We got the man, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Can be joining us today talking fishing. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang.
Good to have you, man. It's going to be a fun day and lots to talk about right now. I know you just kind of finished up what was, I mean, what more do you say about it? An amazing season, you know. Clarion at home, you know, fishing big fish all year long. What a great one. And I know you guys just rolled into maintenance, not because of lack of fish, but because you got to do it sometime.
It does have to happen. We're hauled out in the boatyard at Driscoll's Mission Bay right now. And, yeah, I mean, trying to pick a time this year or any year. You know, a lot of guys do their boat work in November, December, which was great bluefin fishing.
Some of the best fishing we had.
And even now, I mean, we're looking at reports. Somebody was turning in bluefin this morning. It's we're crazy enough to refer to it now as our year-round fish.
Huh.
You know, it's you have sculpin or you have bluefin. I mean, they're both here year-round.
I know that we started catching bluefin steady last season in March. That's kind of when the season, quote-unquote, kicked off. And here we go all the way, you know, 11 months later, it's February, and there was 37 bluefin caught yesterday. It's just wild.
Trying to do the same thing we did last year was make sure that we're ready for basically the April Fool's bluefin opener.
Right, yeah. and that's exactly it. Like you said, you know, a successful boat, like the Tribute, like all of the great boats that do it right, you don't get to not do maintenance. You know, maintenance is what keeps you running all year long and not what keeps you in problems, and so you got to pick a time, and this is the time for the Tribute. So what's going on? What kind of projects do we get to? Will it be one of those things where we all recognize it as passengers, or things that are all done below the decks that we don't get to see?
No, you'll definitely recognize a lot of the changes here. You know, a couple years ago, we pretty much completely rebuilt the boat. New engines, new bait tank, new fish hole, new freshwater tanks, engines, generator. I mean,
wow.
It was
mega machinery day.
Something that I bit off in a year that I wish I wouldn't have. I mean, thankfully, I'm still somewhat sane and made it financially through that, but that was a little harsh. This year it's going to be a lot of preventive maintenance, but we are painting the hull.
Nice.
The hull on that boat hasn't been painted correctly in a long time. I know it had been painted when I took over it, and basically we buffed all the old paint off, so it looked like it was a new paint job. And the house and bulwarks we painted each year, or close to each year, either each or every other year. But we're the hull's sanded down right now. We're prepping it,
nice.
Gonna paint it, and you know, it's neat. It's really neat. And I know this is something I think back when Giffen still owned it, was they took and they grooved out every plank on the boat. So it's not, you know, fared in. It's a mahogany plank boat, and you see every plank. Every single plank was either dremeled out or, I mean, and it looks neat. It's got that classic look.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to sand and paint it, it's like twice the project because
you
have every little groove. You have to get in every little groove and sand it. Once you spray the primer, you have to get back in every little groove, you know, sand, and then that whole process. But it's going to look great. We eliminated our bow bait tank, which when we replaced our bait tank 2 years ago and added our slammer, we really don't need anything up in the bow. And in most cases on any boat that's not plastic or metal, you don't want to have that weight up there anyway. Think about it. You're going up swell, and you have, you know, 5 or 6,000 pounds of water up there bouncing around on the deck. It's just it's hard on the boat, and we don't need it. So we're putting a seat and some storage up there. It's going to open up the bow a lot for jig
nice.
Fishing, which, you know, you got to love it. One of the best places to be when you're sliding up on a kelp or chasing down a spotted yellowtail or bluefin or anything else is have that bow opened up, and it's going to have quite a bit more room up there.
That'll be great. And I know that you were very proud of the added bait capacity you did when you talked about that slammer. I mean, you got more than you're going to use on the length of trips that you like to run on the trip. You've got more bait than you're going to use, period. So
somehow we still go through it, though. It's like the more money you have, the quicker you spend it. Same thing. You have all that bait, and you get on a spot of bluefin or something, you find yourself winging it over. But it definitely handy, especially with a lot of this bluefin fishing. Those things like to see a fair amount of bait thrown. But, yeah, we about tripled our bait capacity 2 years ago. So it's, you know, on par with some of the long-range boats as far as what we hold.
Now, what type of trips do you like to run on the boat? I know that, you know, we see the one thing I really always dig about the Tribute is you always change your schedule based on whatever, you know, in your opinion, the best fishing is going to provide. You know, I've seen the Tribute online for a three-quarter day and a three-day and everything in between. So what's the kind of schedule that you typically see the Tribute running throughout the year?
You know, our primarily we've gone back to the one-day thing. For years and years, decades, overnight fishing trips were key. And somehow you start getting fish that's, you know, further down the beach. You start seeing more day-and-a-half trips. But we've had our local fish fishing for the last few years has been phenomenal. I mean, you're seeing fish anywhere from 15 to 50 miles, which is ideal for an overnight trip. And in a lot of cases, you know, we're doing day-and-a-half trips. And at sundown, you're looking at San Diego 30 miles away, and you're like, oh, this is kind of, you know, we could have done this on a one-day trip. So that really is the idea, is to try to keep trips that are reasonable. That actually makes sense for where we're fishing. If the fish are 120 miles, we're doing a day and a half trip. If the fish are 30 miles, and, you know, you can only predict this about a month in advance or even get close to it.
Sure.
So that's usually what we do is put our schedule up about a month in advance and just try to keep, you know, targeting and keep the trip length appropriate for where we're fishing.
That's cool. Because probably the biggest advantage of day and a half fishing is you're able to fish all the way through the evening and then travel home in the dark. But if you're so close to home, you're damn near fishing the entire length. You know, I mean, you're within a half an hour or an hour's worth of the same fishing time on a one day, but considerably less expensive to your customers, and you're still providing that same experience.
Yeah. Now, there's been some one-day trips where we fished up until dark. I mean, you're fishing 30 miles away, and, you know, especially this time of year, it gets dark so early. But having those trips, and like you said, being out on a day and a half trip where you're looking at the beach, you know, and you have great fishing, a lot of really, really good fishing close to home. But, yeah, it makes more sense, and it gives our passengers a better chance to get on the boat. If you can't get off for a day and a half, or, you know, you have a weekend and you're trying to make the girlfriend happy, the wife happy, or whatever, and go fishing at the same time, say, hey, hon, I'm going to be gone for a day. I'll be back tomorrow night. I'm bringing home fish. Hopefully.
That's cool.
And then you have your Sunday to do, you know, whatever. So those one-day trips can be pretty handy.
That's awesome. So now what happens after our maintenance period? We get the boat all buffed out. I know that you, in years past, have always had really good success down Collinette ways. Is that something that we're going to continue to see with the Tribute? We're going to wait until the summer season gets or spring season gets rolling along? What can we expect once you guys get out of the yard and back to fishing?
Our last trip last week or 2 weeks ago now, we fished Collinette, and it was really good. Really, really good rock. I mean, some of the best red fishing down there. To see the consistent big reds like that up into the five-pound range, and there is a pretty good sign of yellowtail. Our guys were definitely a little more geared towards fishing deep water. And, you know, without the depth restriction down there, getting down, you know, 60, 70 fathoms was pretty neat. And you started seeing those big reds, the big Boscos, and really not a whole lot of lingcod. But what we're trying to do in the last 2 years have been pretty consistent with this springtime bluefin fishing, yellowtail. So we're going to try to get back probably about a month is what we're figuring. I'm hoping that we're done by the Fred Hall show, but I mean, being realistic, I know how this goes, and we have rain coming up, which just completely changes everything, but middle or maybe even the end of March is kind of what we're shooting for, and hopefully it's offshore bluefin 100-pounders.
Yeah, in typical Tribute style, you're just going to go fish for whatever the best thing to fish for, whether
that's it.
Whether that's 5-pound reds or 100-pound bluefins, you're just going to point the boat in the direction that the coolest thing to go catch is, and away we go.
Yeah, and you never know. I mean, we're about due for those other things.
The long-finned things.
Yeah, it's, you know, what they say, you're post El Nino, so or I guess that would be this coming year.
That sounds good to me. Whatever year it is, I think it'll just be an absolute blast, and I can't wait to see it happen. And, you know, it's exciting hearing about how good. You could hear it in your voice, and I know the last time you called the radio show, you're saying the same thing, that you've been to Collinette a lot of times. You run a lot of boats, spent a lot of time down there. And I remember last time, and you just mentioned it again here, you said it was some of the best cod fishing you've ever seen down there for just quality and quantity. And it's just, not that it was ever gone, but Collinette was back in a pretty serious way in terms of good codding.
Yeah, no, it's really neat to see. You get in that first drift, or you get on a good spot of rockfish, and you start seeing the rods bend, and you start seeing the reds come up, and they're just, I mean, they're neat fish. They're great to eat. I've eaten them here a couple of times, made some ceviche with them, fried them in different ways. The little macadamia coconut crusted red is just, I mean, phenomenal. And, you know, it's just, and especially with all the year-round tuna fishing, which I know sounds weird, but it's become a thing, to have something else to take
totally,
home and, you know, a little different variety is pretty neat. And that fishing down there, it's been very good. And if we get this depth restriction opened up back up here, you're going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show. I mean, we're so stoked to have Mike. It's not easy to get a guy like Mike in the studio because the boat runs all the time. And, you know, we get lucky with the boat being in the maintenance period. So what a great opportunity for you to get to talk to a guy in the water all the time. And, boy, you talk about the season that the Tribute had from all that fantastic success on those real big fish and flat falls and yummy flyers and bait fishing. And now with the winter wintertime schedule, yellowtail and colonnette and more bluefin. It's just going to be a great show and such a wealth of information to get to hang with us and talk fishing for a couple hours. And if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning. There's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or call us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking all your phone calls, not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the man, Captain Mike Pritchard, he has also given us such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get in on all that great fishing we just talked about. We're giving away a one-day trip to go fishing on board the Tribute. You're going to get in and get your summertime yellowtail, bluefin, spring fishing, whenever you want. You got a one-day trip coming your way, and what an awesome prize. And, Mike, we really appreciate it. It's super cool, and I know everybody's going to be stoked to get to go fishing with you. It's going to be a great time. Well, hey, when we come back, we'll be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 again. Super stoked having Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute in here. Phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Mike. So we're going to do just that. We're going to jump right into the phone. Start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mike. Rick, thanks for taking my call this morning.
Yeah, buddy.
Good morning.
You know, you touched base about, you know, doing a lot of work on the boat and putting in, you know, new fish holds, et cetera. Could you talk a little bit about how you and the crew handle your fish once they get them up on the deck, and then what some of the fish processing options are there out of Seaforth area?
You know, as far as fish handling, it's I think I kind of saw the turn of it somewhere in the mid-90s. I was working on the producer for Ray Sobiak, and I remember when the use of fish holds on one-day trips really first started, and it was funny because we were complaining, Ray was complaining about how big of a pain in the butt it's going to be, and this is going to change everything, and there's no way we're going to be able to handle that quantity of fish going in and out of the fish hold in one day. And now you're talking about, having RSW on three-quarter day boats, on half-day boats. It's when our fish come on board, they're immediately bled, spiked, and they go in the kill box. And as soon as we get a chance, they go straight into an RSW. The RSW, ours usually is about 32, 33 degrees, not freezing, but very, very chilled. And on any period of time, up to, 5 days, the fish come out, in some cases, better looking than they went in, which seems kind of remarkable. I've so pulled rad. Fish before, and you're like, where do those things come from?
Still got the color in them, and they're just perfect looking.
Yeah, Dorado, whether it's Dorado, tuna, yellowtail, anything else, they come out of the fish hold and just, in pristine condition, after being bled like that. As far as we do offer a fillet service on the boat, but now, especially with a lot of this bigger bluefin, we had a lot of trips this year. Everything went to the processors. The five-star is under new management. All of them are good, whether it's five-star Fisherman's Processing or Mario's. Mario's, or Sportsman Seafood, is right down from us. I mean, really, you could throw a rock to it, basically. So having that option, or the guys, whether it's Drew or anybody else at five-star, come down to pick up the fish. We've gotten to the point where even our crew fish, a lot of them, I'll give it a five-star just because you get them back vacuum sealed in perfect little packages. And in most cases, I mean, obviously we have the ability to do it. I can take fish home, clean them up, and vacuum seal them. But, man, you know, it's so nice to get that, go pick them up like that and go straight into your fridge, freezer, or on your plate.
And, you know, like, it's just like it's the finishing line of the perfect care. Just like, you know, obviously you guys are taking the time to catch the fish, to spike it, to bleed it, to get it chilled properly in an RSW. That's the last link in the chain of just perfect processing. Those guys are very professional. Everything's trimmed just right. Everything's chamber vac'd, which is better than our food saver at home. You know what I mean? The level of quality is pretty ideal. So if Don is going on a trip like that, how does one make arrangements? Is it the type of thing where they just need to bring it? Can, if it's a bunch of guys going, can you have one of the processors meet the boat when it comes back? Or how does that process work?
In most cases, if we have passengers that, fish with us a lot. They have their favorite processor, whichever of the three it may be. And in a lot of cases, they'll actually get it lined up beforehand. I can always call from the boat, any one of it, whether it's Sean, whether it's Drew, Marcus, Justin. I mean, basically, we're on a good working connection with everybody there. So we've had people come up and say, hey, I forgot to talk to the processor. Can you give them a call? I have a, 200-pound bluefin, and I don't want to take them home. I say, yeah, no problem. I'll give them a call. And they'll being in Mission Bay, it's not, you don't have all the landings there like you do at Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma, or H&M. So in most cases, they'll send a truck over individually, come over and pick up, whether it's one passenger's fish. And they will come over and pick up, like, one fish. I mean, I've seen them do it. It's pretty amazing. Or if we're getting in from a day-and-a-half trip, I'll make an announcement to see who wants to have the processors deal with it. And we'll pull their fish off to the side. And when we pull them first thing in the morning, we'll bring them up and they go straight to the processor.
I'm sure, like anything, I mean, you nailed it best. You just talk to the processors ahead of time, and if they can, they'll always make it happen for you. If you called Sean and there's five long-range boats all coming into the same day and those guys are just crazy packed, then probably that'll be a day where you're going to have to load it in the truck and bring it over. And if it's slower, I'm sure that there'll be somebody that come by and pick it up for you the same. But, making pre-arrangements probably your best bet.
Yeah, we had Sean in particular a couple years ago, a girl, Sophia, on the boat caught 153-pound bluefin. And they came down and picked up the one fish for
her.
I mean, it's pretty neat to get that kind of service.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Don, did those answer your questions for you?
It did. Thank you very much, guys. You have a great day.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks very much for the phone call. And that was what was so wild about this season that we just got done from, was what you described, somebody catching 150 bluefin. That happened trip after trip after trip after trip on the Tribute. And sometimes, they were like good-looking days at Hurricane Bank, lined up with big ones in the dark and biting through the dark. And just give us a little, you know, a little, review of what that big fish season was like for you guys this year. And, you know, what a cool thing. Great for you. I mean, you cut your teeth doing that kind of thing, so probably a fun throwback to your days fishing the XL and all the other good stuff.
You know, it was. I had a trip. We had several trips on that bigger bluefin, but I think we got in the day before Thanksgiving, and we had a morning where we had 23 bluefin, and I think 13 of them or so were over 130 pounds. And it was the same kind of thing, you know, first thing in the morning, just starting to crack gray, and you look up the side and you have 9 or 10 bluefin hanging, and some of them have already been on for over an hour. And it's just like any long range trip. And you start seeing these things come up, and, you know, you get the crazy kamikaze bluefin that you hook on a flatfall and it comes up and shoots down the side of the boat, 180 pounder or something. And I mean, it's stuff that you see at Hurricane Bank, you know, Days at Clarion, stuff like that. And we're all doing this, you know, 50 miles off the beach. And it's really neat to see.
Yeah.
And a lot of crew members and a lot of, of our passengers that haven't really fished before, all of a sudden they're, okay, well, are we really going to fish these bluefin? They're only 25 pounds. I go, okay, well, you know what? It's December. I'm sorry that the 200-pounders aren't biting, but, you know, it might last for years. I mean, I think we talked about this 2 or 3 years ago, and I said, you know, this could go on unless something changes.
This could be the norm.
And it could go back to where, you know, we're fishing for 20-pound tuna on a regular basis or smaller. But it's neat to see it. It's crazy to get that kind of long-range style fishing close to home. I mean, you have guys knocking out a limit of bluefin, and one of them's 180 pounds, one of them's 130 pounds. I mean, that's spectacular for any kind of a, you know, one-day trip anywhere.
That's so cool. Very cool. It was a heck of a season, and I hope that it keeps rolling. And, you know, like I said, we're getting into the time of year where it was starting to shape up last year already. So I think we're just... I think the writing's on the wall that we're in for another great one. Well, again, hey, appreciate the phone call very much, Don. Let's jump back into him. Talk to Mario calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Mario. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling.
You know, I'm really interested in chartering your boat. It seems like the perfect vessel. Can you tell me a little bit about what you have to offer for the guys that want to charter and who I need to contact to set that appointment up?
As far as the boat setup, we're ideal for larger groups. Trips anywhere from our primary is like 1 day to 3.5 day. We do trips up to 5 or 6 days. Group size, the boat sleeps 42, so I mean you can bring. We don't recommend bringing 42 on any trip, but. Like our standard overnight trips, we fish 30, 36, so we do a limited load at 32. So if you're doing a one-day charter, 28 to 32 guys is perfect. As we do our longer trips, like our open party trips, we start to scale the load down just to make it more comfortable. So if you're looking for a trip, you know, 1 to 2.5 day for a group size, you know, 20-plus people, we'd definitely be something that you'd be looking into. And as far as getting a hold of it, my cell number, which is 619-246-3114. It's on all of my business cards. You can always get a hold of Seaforth Landing at 619-224-3383 or TributeSportFishing.com is a good way to get a hold of me. Most weekends are gone. I know we're supposed to be an open party boat, but we do have lots of great loyal charter groups that we've had for years and years. Still some prime dates left, but the majority of the weekends are gone. You know what's funny is a lot of the fishing that we've done, it's almost hard to pick a season. I don't even know if we have a season anymore.
True.
Guys are asking, well, when's the best tuna fishing? Well, in this case, a lot of it was in November and December this year. So.
And June. June was epic this last year. You know, and those are the most opposite times. Like. Just crazy.
You used to think our prime charter time was July through October, and now that's not it. I mean, some of our best fishing has been our fall fishing or springtime. I mean, it's and there's a lot of dates open as far as doing spring or fall.
Does those answer your question for you, Mario? All right, I appreciate the phone call very much. Now, I know that you spent a lot of your time you know, is always on cool trips like that, a lot of long range and high end things like that, and we can see so much of it transfer over to the boat. And what about on charter groups like that, you know, meals and things like that? Is that the type of things that guys set up ahead of time? Do we just do an open galley? Do you offer different things that way?
Well, of course. I mean, depending on the length of the trip, and it's very long range style. We have a group, BPG, chartered us last year for a 3.5 day and only brought like 12 or 15 guys. It was,
how
I
cool.
mean, really fun.
How
very,
cool.
very festive, very fun group to fish with. But you're talking about, you know, first night dinner would be like a New York or something like that. And then we'd do pork loin or something, tri-tip. I mean, they're all sit-down style dinners. It can be lined up through myself. If you book through the landing, same kind of deal. You just pick a meal plan. Our meal plan is $40 per person per day. That includes breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, hors d'oeuvres, all you can drink coffee. And if you're a big eater, there's always something out. I mean, in some cases, too much.
The reason I said that is because I've seen the pictures of your Facebook page, and I know the type of things that you guys can throw down with on that boat. And it is some very impressive, you know, impressive meals that you wouldn't expect to see on a day-and-a-half charter. I mean, you guys kind of pull it all out for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at my Facebook posts, I love food, I love cooking, and I expect that to, you know, go with the business as well. You know, you sit down and whether it's going to be a tri-tip dinner or whatever, the portions are comical at times. I've had to talk to my cooks in the past and go, you don't want anybody going hungry, do you? I said, they're definitely not going hungry after that.
That's cool. Well, hey, again, appreciate the phone call very much. John in Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Cook Off. Hi, John.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, Mike, I'm sure since you bought the boat and took it over the years, you probably have talked about the history more than once, as it changed hands, different names, and so forth. If you wouldn't mind going through that again, the reason why I'm asking is because I used to fish on the Dolphin 2 back in the day when it was docked at Islandia, and someone told me that they thought that your boat was the Dolphin 2 previously.
No, it was the Dolphin 3 when I bought it, and I took it over from Tim Boeklander. The boat okay. started its life as the Polaris 3. It was built by Bill Poole, basically had a design from Detmar Donaldson. There was back, its sister ship was kind of like the H&M 85. Several different Detmars, whether it's like the Islander, the Grande, that boat company put out a lot of boats. One neat thing is Bill Poole, I guess, kind of went through the design of it. It is a fishy, fishy boat. There's tons of room up the side, low to the water. It's wide. I mean, it was built just for fishing, and it's perfect. You can get around the bow, you can get around the stern, and that's how it started its life as the Polaris 3. Most people would know it as the Holiday. I think it was the Holiday for somewhere around 38 years. Steve Giffen owned it. Lori Giffen, after he had passed away, had it for years and years. From there, it became the Dolphin 3 when Tim Boeklander picked it up. I named it, actually, and I had talked to Ingrid Poole. I worked for Bill Poole for years, and it was one of his first boats that sold after he passed away, I had talked to Ingrid Poole about naming it. It was either going to be the Legacy or the Tribute, and she said, I think naming the boat the Tribute in honor of Bill Poole would be great, and kind of teared up a little bit. I mean,
that's
and
awesome.
From there, the name was a no-brainer.
And it was one of his, you know, one of his original designs that he spent a lot of time with making it perfect. And here we are, 2018, and the thing's still just kicking butt.
It's amazing. You think about the history and what's gone on that boat and the fish that the boat's seen and everything else. And it's 51 years old, and you get inside some of the compartments on it. And it's funny because I was talking to Ryan, or talking to Booger, about the San Diego. The San Diego is basically the exact same hole, slightly smaller, just by a few feet. But the way those things are built, like you get in some of the compartments, and they're the exact same they were, you know,
that's
50
great.
Years ago. They're same paint on them. I mean, it's just they have aged extremely well.
So rad. Well, and it's just a testament to how much you guys take care of those boats. And when we had Captain Tim Ekstrom here the other day, he made a comment, and it's the case, like, any good boat that's had a good owner and operator like yourself is better today than the day that it came out of the line. You know, I mean, you you take that good a care of them. They were built with so much pride back then, and you just take good care of them. And when systems, you know, change, you make them for the better. And, you know, they're a better boat now than they were than the day they came off the line. And that's certainly the case with the Tribute.
Yeah, like I said, we were talking about some of the work we put into it, but even the, you know, we hauled out, the props came off to go be serviced. I mean, just a lot of the stuff is preventive maintenance. I mean, if you own the boat, you take care of the boat, there's always something happening. There's no such thing as no boat work. Even if there's no boat work, there's still boat work. You're still down there. We replaced the fridge, freezer, the oven here in the last few weeks. I mean, we didn't have to, but it And if you ever want to talk about a neat project, you try getting a full-size fridge freezer through the galley, over the counter, and where our, I mean, it's like a modern marvel. People get in there, they go, how'd you get that in here? You know, doors came off, the ceiling came out. But all this stuff we do to just keep the boat, tip-top shape and running as good as it can.
That's cool. Hey, John, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, next up, we got a good buddy on the line, Gary Schiebler from the Thursday Night Fishing Club's on the line. What's up, Gary?
Well, you know, since Pete isn't in the studio today, I'm going to kind of just open up the gift for you and wish you a happy, happy birthday, my friend.
Well, I will say thank you, and the same to you. We share the same birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
This is kind of like a tradition. I call in every year, and I wish you happy birthday, and you wish me happy birthday. But I hope you have a great day.
Happy birthday.
loving the show, and I just wanted everybody to call in today and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, that's very nice. You know, are we going to get to see you at Fred Hall?
I can't wait. Okay. It's just couple 3 weeks away. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well,
unbelievable.
I know we're anxious, and I always have a great time hearing you playing some tunes and having fun and mixing it up with all the boys. So we're excited to see you. And yes, Fred Hall is right around the corner.
And I'll be dodging all those rubber bands.
Well,
somebody knows the history.
We always keep people on their toes. You might see something different
this
year.
You got to keep people, some people are dozing off. It's a long day, and a little rubber band to the temple kind of helps out.
Got your back, buddy. No problem. Well, Gary, appreciate it very much, and happy birthday to you as well. Appreciate the phone call very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Fred Hall just a couple weeks around the corner. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great information. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Rand is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenRand.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
All the Bay Bass excitement this year is at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Sunday, February 18th. It's the ultimate Bay Bass seminar and sale. Bigger and better than ever. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast at 7, followed by the ultimate panel discussion next door at Fast Lane Kayaks with Benny Florentino, Afren Abutin, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer. Learn the best techniques for catching fish in the bay. After the panel, Afren will give an on-the-water kayak fishing seminar. Rory Taylor from Traeger Grills will be serving lunch, and Ballast Point Brewing will have beer tasting. Plus, almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. We're talking big discounts on the tackle you need from all the top manufacturers. And several representatives will be on hand to answer your questions. Sign up for CCA at the Dana Landing event and receive a $40 gift card or a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's one day only, Sunday, February 18th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And just like Mike said, if you know you're going on a trip on the Tribute, those big bluefins are biting, call Sean ahead of time. Let him know, hey, man, I got some big ones, and I want to turn them into tuna burgers when I get back, and have some of the smoked and jerky and fillet that they're always talking about, and Let's Talk Hookup, and those guys will make arrangements to get your fish cut up the right way from Fisherman's Processing. All right, hey, let's jump into the Catch Report, find out what's biting. Brian Woolley, captain from Dana War Sport Fishing, is online right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening in there?
Doing great. How are you? Good morning.
Good, good. Hey, you know, this week we had a very similar week to the last few that we've been having up here. You know, consistent action for us continued to be that sculpin on our three-quarter day trips. You know, out in that deeper water, there's been plenty of these fish and plenty of opportunity to catch what you need on these guys. This week, I'd say the dropper loops fished with the rubber lure, like an old scampi or grub. That was the hot ticket for the guys out in that deep water this week. So plenty of opportunity there, and that's pretty much been what our three-quarter day guys have been doing, getting down there and getting anchored up and plucking away at that stuff. The half-day fishing this week, again, was kind of a day-to-day deal. You know, midweek, we saw some great surface action along the kelp below the harbor. You know, we had some proper conditions, you know, a little bit of current, some good 61-degree water, and some super nice sardine, you know, things lined up for some good, fun calico bass fishing. But I'll tell you, the last couple of days, you know, we had some mixed-up conditions with that wind out of the south, southeast kind of a deal. We made things tricky getting set up right, you know, on the right spot of the kelp and things like that. So day-to-day deal on that right now, but, man, these water temps still hanging in there solid at 61 degrees, so it's good to see for this time of the year, no doubt.
That's awesome.
And then finally, you know, our halibut derby, holy cow, still rolling along. You know, we got that leaderboard full of super solid fish. And I just want to remind everyone, you know, it's not the top fish that's going to take all the derby money this year. You know, the top five fish on the leaderboard have sizable payouts. And then, you know, the top 25 obviously have a fish off. And then on that trip, the big fish will win $500. So top fish takes like $1,500, and then it just, you know, trickles down from there on those top five fish. So This derby runs through March, through the end of March, so there's still tons of time for fish to be caught, and the whole leaderboard can completely change between now and then. So still plenty of opportunity. You know, we were out on Friday, had a couple fish, and they're out today. So hopefully they catch a few more, see how that works out. So that's it for us here, guys. If you want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarf.com. And, you know, follow us on Facebook, all that stuff. If you want to help me treat, just give us a call. We'll get you hooked up.
Got to be the best derby that I can remember Dana Wharf running. It just seems like trip after trip, just lots of big ones. And we chuckled about it last week, but, man, this week showed again that leaderboard is never safe. There's a lot of big ones around and biting this year for the guys that are willing to go put their time in for the Halibut Derby.
No doubt. That's the name of the game. So just, you know, the guys that want a shot at that money, you just got to be consistent. Got to make sure you got time on the water is all what it's all about.
Good call, Willie. We'll appreciate a great report as always. We wish you continued success fishing this week, and we'll look forward to hearing another great report next Sunday.
Sounds good, man. Take care, guys.
All right, Willie, appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap up our catch board. Hopefully we'll hear from Gundy a little bit later on, but want to remind you not to forget to pick up your 2018 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. You can get them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Longfin, Turner's Outdoorsman, and other fine tackle storage. The proceeds help benefit CCA California. And don't forget to register your calendar at ccacalifornia.org to have a chance to win a great monthly prize. It's always announced right here on Let's Talk Hookup, a very cool opportunity indeed. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to roll in, we're going to jump back into the phones. They are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Mike, and why don't we start this one off with Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Rick.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Question for Mike and a question for both of you. About the schedule and the charters, I always seem to miss out on the factory-sponsored charters, like the Pelagic, and I think I missed the Pelagic last year, and I wanted to get on that one. Are those already out? Do I call on those? How does that work?
You know what?
And
I just really started booking for this year. We just stopped fishing. We do have a few sponsored trips already up, and we will have a bunch. Ideally, by the time we get into the Fred Hall show, I should have trips up from each of our sponsors, whether it's Akuma, Seeker, Pelagic, Soft Steel. I do have trips right now that are sponsored trips by Seeker and by Pelagic that are up. The Pelagic Labor Day trip is always a hard one to get on. It sells out almost instantly. But by the time the Fred Hall show rolls up next month, I will have I should have a complete list of our sponsored trips.
What are those all about, the sponsored trips? What are different from those from other ones?
You know what, on a sponsored trip, you have a normal open party trip where anybody can call and book. The sponsored trips, I mean, some of them are phenomenal. I mean, the giveaways, whether it's the guys from Seeker, Akuma, Pelagic, whoever it might be, usually they bring something for everybody,
nice.
whether it's hats, shirts, visors, whatever. But then there's also the chance on some of these of getting a $500 or $600 reel or a $500 rod. I mean, the guys from Pelagic, one of our favorite sponsors. I mean, I've dealt with the guys, and Colin for years, and they bring out gear for everybody, shirts. I mean, in some cases you can get a set of sunglasses, but in a lot of ways it's a key group of guys that like fishing on certain with certain groups. Our Pelagic 2.5-day Labor Day trip, the first year we ran it, they wouldn't let me tie up the boat without putting it on the schedule again because everybody rebooked. It's a really good group of guys. And then in some cases, like with Seeker or Akuma, they bring out a lot of their new gear. Akuma and Savage Gear, in some cases, brings out dozens of rods for people to try out and gear to try out throughout the trip. So on top of just the regular, overnight trip where you have a chance to catch a bunch of fish, you have, as one of our sponsors, giving out some of their stuff or letting people try their stuff, and it just adds to it.
Now, you said those will probably be written down by Fred Hall time. Do we just follow the Facebook page? We see a Fred Hall, have somebody, like Dan here wants to jump on one of those trips. How is that bestly done?
Between having the boat hauled out right now and trying to book, I'm in the process of putting this all together. There will be stuff up here probably this week. If you go on TributeSportFishing.com or Seaforth Landing and look at our schedule, you can look at any of our open party trips, any sponsored trips, and or you come by the Seaforth Landing booth at the Fred Hall show. I'll be up there all 5 days. And that's definitely a good way to get there, take a look at the calendar, see what you'd like to get on, and jump on one of those trips from there.
All right, Dan, we'll see you up there.
Thanks.
I appreciate the phone call very much. All right, next up, let's talk to Mike calling us from Rosemead this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Sounds like part-time Pete's away from his job again.
Good for him.
The nerve of that guy makes you work on your birthday and he's out fishing. I don't understand that
all
one.
All good, buddy. All good. I got plenty of days in there.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool. Hey, Mike, you know, Pete raves about his sea keeper he just installed on his boat. Do you see in the future of maybe incorporating one on the Tribute if it ever needs one? Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you got a nice, heavy, stable boat, but have you taken that into consideration?
You know what? I've never been on a boat that had one, and I'm probably scared to because I would imagine I want one.
Don't do it, man.
I know for a boat my size, you know, it's an 80-foot boat. I think there's somewhere in excess of $100,000. So I don't think you're going to see it next week. you know, it's same thing with Wi-Fi on boats, with sonars, with everything else. As we go along and as the price comes down, you never know. I would imagine I've heard they're phenomenal. And, you know, I'm sure you're starting to see some of the six-pack boats. And some of those boats, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. You can spend $30,000, you get something that changes everything as far as the stability and the comfort of the boat. If the price starts coming down, and I do, I'd really be curious to see it on you'd probably see it on some of the long-range boats before you're going to see it with us. And as far as what it does to the boat and as far as comfort and everything else, I'd love to see what happens with it. And it's, now, just like everything else, Rick was talking about, these boats keep getting more comfortable. I guess you said Tim Ekstrom was talking about that last week. We keep progressing. The boats keep getting nicer. So it's something that you're probably going to see on some of the long-range boats first.
There's no doubt that it is expensive technology. And you're right. With all that stuff, as they improve them and, you know, the popularity grows, the price comes down. And, you know, I mean, it's a pretty mega investment in the business, and it's got to make sense for the return of said investment. But I know for certain, not like I've been on a ton of boats that have had them, but on a few now, and it just defies everything you could imagine about motion. Like, it just, your boat doesn't move. And in rocking conditions, you can turn it off, and the boat goes right back to rocking and rolling, and you turn it back on, and the boat is just so steady. And I think that it will be just like you said. I think it'll be like a sonar, where when the first true side-scanning sonars were out, it was an experimental thing, and then one boat got it, and it was way too big an investment. There's no way. I've caught fish on the up and down fathometer and a pair of eyeballs for the last 50 years. There's no way we're gonna put $40,000 into a piece of electronics. And now there's not a half day boat that doesn't have it. And an RSW is the same thing. We've put fish in gunny sacks and fish holds for the last 50 years. There's no way we're going to spend $50,000 on a fish hold. And now the new Seaforth has it. You know, it's just, it will be one of those things that it you said it exactly. It's not going to happen next week.
Well, there's a few other things. I'd be really interested to see what it does to a 50-year-old plank boat.
Sure.
But I'd like to see it. Like I said, you're probably going to see it on some long-range boats first, I would imagine.
Yep.
I know stabilizers, back when we had them on the Excel, when they were working properly, I ran the Intrepid. When the stabilizers are working, I mean, it changes everything.
Yeah.
When they're working.
Right.
Also, not the the maintenance on them, very expensive. So this is probably something you're going to see down the road.
That's what I think, too.
But, you know, it's the same thing. A lot of people said, I'll never spend $1,000 on a pair of binoculars, and now we're spending $5,000 on them. So. It's probably going to happen at one point or another.
I think it'll be one of those things that once the trigger is pulled, the dominoes will start to fall, because it'll be a pretty cool thing. Well, Mike, we'll just have to stand by, and we'll be excited when it does happen.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, happy birthday.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate the phone call very much. All right, how about next up, we talk to Dee. Dee's calling us from Laguna Beach. What's up, Dee? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, retarded Mike, Rocky. Two questions. Mike, I'm interested in like a three-day trip. Now, how do they differ from a day-and-a-half trip? That's one question. The second question is this, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say it. I'm 81 years old, and I don't know if I want to pour on a 130, 150-pound bluefin. So do the small bluefin come earlier in the year and later on the bigger bluefin? How does that work out?
You know, there's almost no rhyme or reason as to where, when. I mean, we went from fishing all jumbo bluefin on the 60-mile bank there for months and months, and then in the matter of, like, 2 days, it was all small fish and the big fish were gone. That is just, it's almost impossible to say. And it's funny, because when we started fishing the long range boat started fishing that big fish down on the Finger Bank on the 10-day trips years ago, a lot of our anglers at the time didn't want to do it. They did 10-day trips, those fall 10-day trips for variety. You had anything from pargo, wahoo, tuna, yellowtail, dorado, and then all of a sudden you're talking about a three-hour battle with a potential 300 or 400-pound tuna. I mean, it's a lot of people didn't like doing it, and I completely understand. I mean, it's almost impossible to tell you what size the fish are going to be in advance. Normally, historically speaking, that's not a normal problem during the summer. It's neat that it's become a little bit of an issue, but our average fish during any summer trip, day or day and a half, anywhere from 10 to 25, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, somewhere in there. Those big fish have been around for the last few years, but if you take a look at the last 10 years, you know, a 15 to 40-pound fish would be pretty much our bread and butter with that big fish being sprinkled in.
And I'll also say, too, the absolutely zero shame in, you know, fishing your flatfall or fishing your sinker rig, hooking that big fish, pulling on it for 5 or 10 minutes and giving it to one of the guys on the crew, let them give you a breather. If you want to take back over and finish off the last couple circles, any amount a guy wants or doesn't want, you know, from taking care of the whole thing to just giving you a 5-minute breather to moving things around to whatever you want. I mean, no shame in being the guy that was able to get the bite and let somebody else do the hard work for a little while.
Yeah,
okay.
I have no problem handing them off. So, and as far as the trip length, it really depends. I mean, we do have, like I said, some longer sponsored trips. Usually, we'll do our longer trips earlier in the summer or later in the fall. And a lot of what that does is give you the time and the range to get to the fish if the fish are down 100 miles, 150 miles. And in some cases, with different varieties of fish being around, you can fish, Dorado and Yellowtail the first day, go fish tuna the next day. The longer the trip length, the more it just opens up. The possibilities, I mean, in some cases, you don't need anything longer than a one-day trip. In other times where fish are down the beach or there's a different variety of fish, you can go fish your Dorado, and then the next day you're fishing 150-pound bluefin. So that is one of the biggest advantages of a multi-day trip, in my opinion.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you, Michael.
No problem.
Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks very much. You're going to have a great time fishing on the Tribute. And, hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trix 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you can't
concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology, and no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat-out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.